The Syracuse Tick and Deer Management Advisory Group is advising the city to kill a significant number of deer to curb deer overpopulation and reduce the risk of tick-borne diseases. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the problem is also affecting elected officials personally.
Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon was bitten by a tick a few weeks ago.
My neighborhood has 12 times more deer than it should. You know, knowing that, you take the proper precautions. But I have a dog, and it could have jumped on my dog, and then, you know, on the couch, could have jumped on me. So I don't really know. I know that it was on me for a couple days before I found it.
McMahon is still waiting on blood results. He says his experience shows what a huge issue this is. The Syracuse Advisory Group recommends using federal sharpshooters at 10 target areas on public and private land and donating all the meat to food banks. Other municipalities in the area, like Fayetteville and DeWitt, have already implemented deer culls that kill around 60 to 80 deer in a year. At public meetings on the issue in Syracuse, Common Councilor Joe Driscoll says the vast majority of residents who attended were in favor of culling.
People feel like they can't use their yards. They don't feel safe to go out in their backyards.
A plan needs to be submitted to the Common Council and approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation before it could begin this fall and winter. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.